You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to it. Big weekend of football in the Big Ten. Rico, on a week-to-week basis, remember, don't get all crazy. This is week-to-week. I don't care what you did in early September. It is time for the Power Rank.
Yes, Mike. Are you ready for the Big Ten Power Ranking?
Yes, this is Mover and Shaker edition in this conference. Huge week this past week.
It is, and this is, you know what? Let's just go with the teams that are not going to be there. We can say it's a safe bet that Purdue's not going to be there.
We could also morbid, lifeless coaches got to get whacked at the end of the year. Next.
We can safely say that Rutgers is not going to be there.
What a bunch of bums. To lose to UCLA cross country on a 9 a.m. kick. UCLA hadn't scored 20 in a game. They gave up 21 in the half and 500 yards of offense to Ethan Garbers. Go to hell.
Northwestern, not going to make Trash. It. Building a cool new stadium, but you're not here.
Don't care. Kick them out of the conference. Next.
And joining the bottom of the bottom this week, USC. I'm tired of making excuses for this team. This team's just not good anymore. They find ways to lose.
Losing is terminal. You just nailed it. It's like same old Spartans. It's same old Trojans. Mm-hmm. Yes, agree.
But there is a team that did make the top 14. Shout out to UCLA getting it done. The Bruins coming in at 14.
You have to give them their flowers. The travel schedule is brutal. They've played one of the most difficult schedules in America, and they showed up at Rutgers homecoming and burnt the building down. I have to allow it, as gross as they are. Someone should let Deshaun Foster know they won the game. I'm not sure he's aware.
At 13, Mike, it gets to the point. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, Deshaun. I'd go to war for that man.
Yeah. Maybe a pinochle. That's about it. At 13... you're 8 weeks into the season. You still don't know who your quarterback is. You're now riding a two-game losing streak, and the rest of your season's not looking good. I got the University of Michigan at 13.
David, I'll welcome you in if you think he's slandering, but I'm not going to fight him. 7 points off a bye week against a bad Illinois team dressed in pajamas. You don't know who your quarterback is. You don't do anything well. You don't look talented. The metrics say you are an atrocity, and frankly, the further we get away, I'm going to take could have lost to USC, should have lost, could have lost to Minnesota, should have lost. That's what it looks like, and it looks like you're going to lose to Michigan State. I'm going to allow this, but David, you're the Wolverine fan. Is he slandering, or is he a truth teller?
No, this is a truth teller here. You are being fair here. I was thinking out, but because the rest of the Big Ten is so bad, you got to give them another week to see what they do, either move up or get out of the ranking. I like it.
I mean, David, At number 12, well, you know what? Because you did put a bullet in USC, let's give it to the University of Maryland. Way to go. We like turtles on this show.
I like turtles. Mike Locksley's still an idiot. That's all I'll tell you. Passes up a field goal on 4th and 5. I don't know what you're doing. Going for 2 when you're down 14, take the metrics and blow it out your ass. But you know what? They got it done. And shout out Billy Edwards. Great celebration with an alley-oop dunk basket combination with your running back. Good for you. I like turtles.
We all like turtles, son. At number, where are we at? At number 11, a team that they fluctuate so much, but I'm going to go with the University of Washington. I think they were on the bye last week, so didn't really have a chance to improve themselves, but sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. I mean, they got destroyed by Iowa, but then they went out there and destroyed Michigan.
Right. Here's the deal. I think this week tells the tale. They're going to travel to Indiana. All right. You've got a game day is there. Curtis Rourke is out. Thumb surgery.
Mm-hmm.
This is a Washington spot. I think if they play well and or win here, it'll absolutely give you an idea of what they are. If they lose this game, I want them dead last.
And here's a team that, speaking of Washington, they destroyed Washington. They looked like they were about to be back. They could pass the ball. Whee! Fun play. Touchdown play. But then they walked into East Lansing, and I have no idea what that Iowa team was. I got at number 10, the University of Iowa.
I'm not mad at it. I think a lot of times we got to take the team's best performance and worst and throw them both in the garbage can, and the rest of your performances is what you are. I think Iowa's a lot better than what they showed Saturday. That was a tough spot for them. MSU off a bye at night at home, and you played Ohio State. So, yeah, I'm good with that.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
At number 9, this was a team that I thought was maybe good, but could be teetering on fraudulent. We will have to wait and see. I'm gonna give it another week, but I have the University of Nebraska. They got throttled on the road at Indiana, but maybe Indiana will just do that to teams, and maybe Nebraska's not that bad.
Yeah, but time out, Rico. No disrespect, but there's only two teams in this conference you're allowed to lose 56-10 to. It's Oregon and Ohio State. We cannot make my man Cignetti in Indiana, Alabama here. I mean, that was a disgraceful performance by Matt Rhule.
But see, I'm going to say
now,
this, Mike.
Fine if you want to leave him here, but good gravy.
But see, here's the thing. This is a week-to-week thing, and Alabama has history. Indiana doesn't. But right now, right here, right now, Indiana played Alabama. Who's cashed the ticket putting their money on? Exactly. Indiana. We move on. At number 8... Shout out to the Barber College. Let's go with the University of Minnesota.
Oh, it's so gross. So gross. David, are you okay with this? I got
I am
a hard
not
time
okay with this,
here.
Man. Come on. It can't be number 8.
I mean, Minnesota on the bye. Their last they defeated UCLA on the road. They went out to the West Coast, David, and did something that a lot of teams cannot do. They're at 8.
Giving them credit for not playing.
Hey, sometimes you win by not playing. At number 7, took the bye week, turned things around, and it's not the greatest Big Ten. I have Michigan State University.
You know what? For 1 week, I'm going to let you feel good about yourself. Not even mad at it. And reality is, how many teams in this conference, if MSU plays the way they played Saturday, how many teams can't they beat? All right, you can't beat Penn State. You can't beat Ohio State. You can't beat Oregon. Well, that's no sin. If I put them on a neutral field right now against Illinois, can you beat them? Well, yeah. Will you? Coin flip.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm at. If they're going to play this way, they can beat a lot of teams. But if they lose to Michigan, I don't want them in the top 12. I don't want to look at them.
Okay.
They disgust me.
At number 6, Mike, because they've been just kind of really good beating up on bad teams, I got Wisconsin. They've knocked off some bad teams. They beat Rutgers. They beat Purdue. But, you know, they're getting it. And then they beat Northwestern. And then their coach, strength and conditioning coach, jumped in the water.
I wouldn't have them this high. But they're doing it with a backup quarterback. They're doing it quietly. And they didn't just beat Northwestern. They dropped a bomb on them. So, yeah, I'm good with it. I'm not going to freak out. And right now, like, if I put State against Wisconsin, kind of the same team.
Yeah.
So, go ahead.
At number 5, Illinois with the red Grange leather helmets and the uniforms. I got Illinois victory over Michigan, sitting there at 5.
Yep, feels right. And that shows you how bad the Big Ten is. But it feels right. There's just such a huge gap between the top three and the rest. But yes, Illinois, best of the rest. Go ahead, who's 4?
At number 4, they had a bye week, did not play. I have Ohio State at 4. Still question whether Will Howard is him or not.
I can give you the answer, he's not. After much research, he's not.
At number 3, let's go out to Happy Valley. They're not happy right now because they found out they got to play Ohio State at noon. They wanted the night game. They wanted to do the whiteout. And they found out that Fox said, no, you're going to play at noon. I got Penn State.
I'm good with it. I mean, I don't think they're any good. I just don't. Haven't really played anybody I care about. Haven't played passing attacks I respect. And should have lost to USC. But there they are. And you have limited selections in this conference, so good with it.
At number 2, game day will be there.
Yes.
I think Mike Valeni will be the guest picker this. Give me Indiana at 2.
Now, here's your thing. Savor the flavor, because without Curtis Rourke, I have no idea what that offense is going to look like. You know, they have lost a very experienced 6 or 7 year vet at QB. This could be short-lived. It wouldn't shock me if they lost to UW this weekend, so we got to keep an eye. But for this week,
yes,
it is Indiana's moment in the sun.
He has thumb surgery on his throwing hand. They said he could possibly maybe be ready in 2 weeks for Michigan State, but they're going to take it day-to-day.
He should take his time and be back in 3.
And that's what I told David. You know what? Take the full 21 days, and then whoever you play in that next game after Michigan State, you'll be ready.
They play Michigan after State, don't they?
I did not know that.
You hate to see it. Yeah. Number 1 is Oregon.
Number 1 is Oregon. They're just playing a different type of football right now.
Yeah, two words, Nike money. You're just seeing it all over the field, and they were flat as a pancake Friday night, Rico, and they won a casual 35-0.
Yeah, that was called an open scrimmage. That was, let's try some new plays. Nobody gets hurt because there's no way we're losing this game.
Yep, business decision. The thing I like with them, the D-line's coming along.
Yeah.
You're starting to see what they paid for. Yeah. No slander.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.